everyone, and welcome to your Commissioner's Court for Monday, May 16, 2011. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll stand.
Join me in prayer. Father God, we come to you. Ask a special privilege to serve for all, also for our own. Father God, we can't believe.
Amen.
Pledge in unison.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Senegal had to be out of town today, and so we'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A is to correct a renewal of the term contract for gray limestone base for Jefferson County to show the vendor is APAC Texas rather than Base Seal International, as was approved on the court's agenda on December 13, 2010. The renewal period is for the period of December 28, 2010 to December 27, 2011. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for the Jefferson County Courthouse Phase 3 masonry and window restoration to reduce the retainage to 5%. Contract sum remains the same at $6,676,672.50. Item C has been requested tabled. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract with Time Warner Cable Business Class for broadband internet service upgrade in the amount of $49.95 per month for the Sheriff's Office for a 36-month term. And item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract with the Lamar Companies for billboards for emergency management for $2,500 per month for a 5-month term. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Moving on under County Commissioners. Item A is to consider authorizing the county judge to enter terminate a burn ban order. I'd ask that we would go ahead and table that for another week, which will cause the burn ban to remain in effect. There are 201 counties in Texas which currently have numbers above 400 on the Keach Byram Index. We're above 500 here in Jefferson County. We were hopeful that last week's rains would provide us some relief and allow some of those in the county who needed to burn trash and so forth that opportunity. Unfortunately, I think so far we've lost 765,000 acres in land that's been burned in Texas so far during this wildfire season. So it's important that we all maintain vigilant attitudes as we watch out for, but we'll keep that in place. So we'll move on to item B, which is to consider and possibly approve and authorize a county judge to execute an abatement agreement with Lucide International Inc. Item C is to receive and file interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Port Neches for street repairs and maintenance to be performed by Precinct 2. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating May 15th through 21st as National Police Week. And item E is to receive and file a letter of no objection to the granting of request by Total Petrochemicals USA Inc. for minor boundary modifications for foreign trade zone designation. Do I have a motion on those items?
I'll move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. And I would ask that Commissioner Weaver introduce whoever's here. We've got a number of police chiefs and officers, representatives of many different departments here. And if y'all would like to come up to the podium, Commissioner Weaver is going to read this proclamation designating this week as National Police Week.
Judge, Commissioners, thank you.
We got two chiefs, a deputy chief, we got the highway patrol, we got the sheriff, we've got the Groves Police.
Y'all come on up to the podium, please. Zach, you too.
And we've got the FBI. And Ms. Richard with the 100 Club, who does not speak.
Judge, Commissioners, I asked for this proclamation to be put on the agenda today, and I think next year what we'll try to do is run it with our 100 Club proclamation, run it together. But as most of you know, in 1962, President Kennedy proclaimed May 15th as National Peace Officers Memorial Day, and the calendar week thereafter as National Police Week, determined in those dates. And that's to pay special recognition to those in law enforcement who have lost their lives in the line of duty for the safety and protection of others. National Police Week is a collaborative effort amongst organizations dedicated to honoring America's law enforcement. And so in doing this proclamation, it's my honor to commemorate the law enforcement officers of the past and present, and for all that you do each and every day. And you know, every day that you put that badge on and that you leave out the house, or your officers leave out of the house and say goodbye to their family or loved ones, they do so knowing that they may be called upon to put their life at risk. And what an awesome responsibility that is. The two tools that you carry, you know, your firearm and your handcuffs, you know, having that responsibility to take the life of someone and take their liberty. So our law enforcement officers have a very difficult job, very challenging job, and I thank you for all that you do. And with that, I'll go ahead and read the proclamation. Proclamation by Jefferson County Commissioners Court. Whereas May 15th through the 21st has been designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day and National Police Week, and whereas the members of Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and local police departments within Jefferson County play an essential role in safeguarding the rights and freedoms as well as serving and protecting the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas there are approximately 900,000 law enforcement officers serving in communities across the United States, including the dedicated members of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and local police departments, state and federal agencies within Jefferson County, and whereas some 60,000 assaults against law enforcement officers are reported each year, resulting in approximately 16,000 injuries, and whereas since the first recorded death in 1791, over 19,000 law enforcement officers in the United States have made the ultimate sacrifice and been killed in the line of duty, serving and protecting the public. And whereas the names of these dedicated public servants are engraved on the walls of the National Law Enforcement Officer Memorial in Washington, D.C., and whereas 317 new names of fallen heroes are being added to the National Law Enforcement Officer Memorial this spring, including 153 officers killed in 2010 and 164 officers killed in previous years. And whereas it is important that all citizens know and understand the duties, responsibilities, hazards, and sacrifices of their law enforcement agencies, and that members of our law enforcement agencies recognize their duty to serve the people by safeguarding life and property and by protecting them against violence and disorder. And whereas the men and women of Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Port Arthur Police Department, Beaumont, Port Neches, Groves, and Nederland Police Departments, as well as many state and federal law enforcement agencies, provide a vital public service to our citizen. Now, therefore, it is proclaimed by Jefferson County Commissioners Court, calls upon all citizens of Jefferson County and upon all patriotic, civic, and educational organizations to observe the week of May 15th through 21st, 2011, as Police Week, with appropriate ceremonies and observances in which all citizens may join in commemorating law enforcement officers past and present, who by their faithful and loyal devotion to their responsibilities have rendered dedicated service to their communities and in doing so have established for themselves an enduring reputation for preserving the rights and security of all citizens. Thank you very much.
I would just say thank you for recognizing the law enforcement community, those of us that are here today. I appreciate it. We were here last week with the 100 Club. Here in Texas, I'm not a day goes by, I'm not proud to be a Texan, but I'm almost ashamed to say that Texas leads the nation in officers killed in the line of duty. We have that distinction. We are on track. This year, if we continue with fallen officers at the pace we're continuing now, we will be higher than we were last year. We are right now more officers killed in the line of duty than we were at this same time last year. I hope we don't continue to carry that distinction, and thank you for recognizing.
Thank you, Sheriff. Chiefs and Sergeant Havard, DPS, appreciate you being here. Zach and the rest of your board, appreciate you being here as well. Thank you for all that y'all do.
And our hearts certainly all go out to the families of those who have lost loved ones in the line of duty. We certainly pray for their comfort. Moving on under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for additional help in the amount of $2,500 from chemicals and sprays. Item B is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending March 31st, 2011. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 352972 through 353314. Do I have a motion on those items?
6,500.
Yes.
Oh, yes, 6,500. Yes. Pardon me. Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford with that. Amendment, and I said 2,500, I believe, and it's 6,500 from chemicals and sprays. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Under engineering, item A is considering possibly approve final plat of Pine Island Meadows, Section 5, lots 14 through 16, a subdivision out of the James Garrish Senior Survey, abstract number 24. In Jefferson County, that property is in Precinct 1 and located within the City of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction. Item B is to receive and file the General Land Office contract and project cooperation agreement in the amount of $3,750,000 for coastal erosion protection on McFadden Beach. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. And by addendum, under the Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and approve authorization of the Regional Crime Lab's application for the 2011 Paul Coverdell Forensic Science Improvement Grant. This is a fully funded National Institute of Justice grant request in the amount of $128,000. And will require no cash match from the county. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that item passes unanimously. Is there anything that any member of the court would like to bring before the public today?
Yeah, Judge, I have one thing, and that is, as I read the paper this weekend and I read about Port Arthur ISD and the potential payback they have, I'd like to make sure that you guys get a copy of this, because this is the agency and group that came before us and asked certain things. I think as a court, we may have to start treating life a little different up here. We look at people a little harder and ask a little more difficult questions to make sure that they are coming clean with us, especially when they put us in litigation for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years.
That's in the name of O'Malley. Commissioner, I think your concerns are well-founded. I've been for the last week attempting to investigate this more thoroughly and to understand more intimately the issues that are involved, the way that a tax valuation lawsuit could be resolved in a way that had nothing to do whatsoever with the actual valuations of the refinery. It's a confusing area that has scant case law to back it up, but we're going to continue as we await the final judgment to be entered in the case, and then maybe after we have a better understanding of everything, there'll be more to talk about on that issue. But thank you for bringing that up. Anything else? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for not having the workers on the side of the building today hammering. I appreciate that, and congratulations to all of you in law enforcement, and we are adjourned.